Now, somewhat of a mixed opinion among you out there on the subject of whether penalty kicks should be used to settle GAA matches or not, as happened in Carrick and Shannon on Sunday when Sligo defeated Leitrim in the Tailteann Cup 4-3 in penalties after the match had ended all square after extra time. And before the penalties were taken, one of our analysts, Martin McGowan, had an interesting perspective on the prospect of penalties.
You know, also there would be a history of soccer in Sligo, you know, and that, you know, and a lot of the guys that would be playing out there would have played a bit of junior soccer before they made their way onto a county senior team. There would only be a couple of the Leitrim players that I could think of that would have maybe done the same and that.
Right, okay, so did Sligo's maybe historical soccer connections help them in the penalty shootout? In any case, we referred to a letter in the Irish Times yesterday from a Sligo man living in Dublin, wondering, and many are wondering, if the founding fathers of the GAA could ever have envisaged that the results of their games would be settled by way of the penalty kick, which is predominantly a soccer phenomenon, as you know. On the line, former senior county footballer with Mayo and well-known referee Eugene McHale of Cliffinney. Good morning to you, Eugene.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us. Well, are you for or against penalties being used to decide a game, or could you care less?
No,
okay, right.
I'm producing a fantastic game of football. It was one of the best games. It was the best game of football over the weekend. And I'm totally 100% against penalties deciding a game. The game won't take time. And if the game has to be finished on the day, why not play for the first sudden death, first team to score? I think it's totally unfair to ask to decide any game, any Gaelic match on penalties. It's totally unfair.
Okay, it's not a great line, unfortunately. Hopefully, it will improve, and the signal will stay up. So you don't agree with it at all, as a lot of people don't.
I've yet to meet any GAA person, player, supporter, that agrees with penalties. And it's a thing that's taken from soccer.
Yeah.
And like, you can take it, not knocking the game of soccer, but you were the cup final in England this year. There was no score after nearly 2 hours of play. Now, you cannot have a sudden death. You cannot have a sudden death in soccer, because you might have to wait to the next day before the score.
Yeah,
but you have in Gaelic, you have two teams out there. You have goals and pints. And if the game is level, if they want to finish on the day, they go to sudden death. And I can remember 2 weeks ago, I got a phone call from a friend who was held high office, both at club and county level. And he was upset on the phone. And I asked him what was wrong. He told me he was at an under 12 girls match. And the game ended in a draw, and it went to penalties. He said he couldn't stand and watch that. He couldn't, we say, watch young kids as young as 10 years of age maybe taking a penalty and missing it, and how they'd feel and all like that.
Mm.
Whereas if you had, we say, sudden death, the first team to score, it's a team effort. If whatever team scores, they win. The other team loses, but they lose as a team. When you have penalties, people remember, oh, that's the fellow that missed the penalty.
It came from soccer, but you know, penalties have been part and parcel of Gaelic games since they began, have they not? I'm not completely clear on the history of it, but presumably they have, or have they?
No, to decide a game.
Not to decide a game, just as part
in the course of a game, if certain fouls are committed in a certain place in the pitch, the penalty is awarded.
Yeah,
but now this is a new thing. I would love to know. Who decided to bring in?
Well, that's the next question. Exactly. Do you know how is that? That's presumably decided at Congress, is it? Annual Congress, or is it? Or how does it work?
I don't know. Was players consulted on this? You know, they're the performers on the stage. Were they a performer? Was the GPA the representative of the county players? Were they asked? Like, set up committees to look at, we say, improving the game, but we don't seem to know who these people are. So, as I said, I have yet to meet any person that agrees with penalties to decide a Gaelic football match.
Okay, we were informed yesterday, and I'd forgotten this, that ladies' Gaelic football games are often decided by free kicks at the end.
I don't agree with that either.
Do you not?
I don't agree with that, no. And as I said, you can finish the game on the day by playing it out. As I said, sudden death to me would be fairest if after extra time they're still level, sudden death, the first team to score.
Yeah, all right. And, you know, somebody else was rightly pointing out, yes, there's a difference between penalty shootouts in soccer tournaments because there's a time constraint. And matches have to be finished within a certain period. And they were suggesting maybe that is not really the case with the GA Championship. I'm not so sure about that. But
well, I can applaud the GA in one way, we say, to get games finished on the day. Because you can plan out then, we say you can plan out your club season or your inter-county season. And I can understand that. I can understand why they want games to be finished, but not to decide a game by taking penalties. You can finish a game on the day by having a sudden death.
Yeah. And again, I'm a little bit out of touch with the situation because the championship season has been brought forward, and I think the All-Ireland final is at the end of July, as far as I know.
It's going to be in July, yes.
Yeah, the 28th of July, I think it is. And hope, from your point of view, obviously you're hoping that the Mayo will be in the shake-up. But is it the case, do you know, could the All-Ireland final be settled on penalties as it stands?
No, I don't think so. I honestly, I don't think so. No, there'd be a replay for that. They wouldn't be. I don't think they'd be decided on penalties.
All right, okay. And from the traditionalist point of view, is that a factor? People saying that penalties aren't appropriate because it's a soccer creation and GA matches should not be decided by way of penalties. Do you buy into that at all?
Yes, I do. I do agree. I agree completely with people that would say that we have copied soccer. But as I said, in soccer games, you have very little scores. So maybe that's the only way that they can decide games. But certainly with Gaelic football, you have goals and points. And as I said, if it went into sudden death, it couldn't be too long until one team will score and win the game.
All right, this person then, Eugene's absolutely right. Penalty should remain with soccer. It should be knockout on the next score, sudden death after extra time. Someone else says, agree with Eugene, penalties have ruined the game. That's according to Anne. And someone else says, Niall, if it was sudden death and the referee gave a free to one team and they scored, you'd have people on your show saying the referee favoured one team, so you can't win. And you probably can't win, particularly if you're a referee like you, Eugene.
Anna, look, every referee can make mistakes, but just because a referee gave a free to the referee favourite team, that's very childish to say that. Like last Sunday in the Leitrim-Sligo game, Leitrim were denied a goal. But these things happen. Fellas have to make decisions on the spur of the moment. You can look at television afterwards. Leitrim were denied a goal that they should have got. But that happens in the game. That happens. Maybe Monaghan should have got a penalty against Mayo. These things happen over the course of the game. But as I said, it's just look at what we're talking about is should penalties be used to decide the outcome of the game? No, they should not.
Okay, and you would think that the majority of GA supporters would be of the same opinion. Penalties is not the appropriate way.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, it seems to be the way our texts are going. Just a final question, just on the Tailteann Cup. Is it a worthy competition or not, Eugene, do you think? Or is it too early to say?
Well, so far it has been great. It has been great. And like, as I said, in Carrick and Shannon, there was a great crowd there for that game, and the winners now go to play in Croke Park, and that's every young footballer's dream, is to play in Croke Park. And I think it's a good thing. I think it will get better as time goes on. This is the first year they've run the Tailteann Cup, but you have people now talking about Sligo going to Croke Park next this weekend coming, which is great.
Right, okay. Eugene, thanks for joining us this morning. And I have to say, most people agree with Eugene's point of view. It shows what is thought of the Tailteann Cup competition when it's been decided on penalties. That's not going to happen in an All-Ireland final. It is disrespectful to the players, this person. Someone else says, Eugene is absolutely right. I say no to penalties. It should be a sudden death situation when it's tied after extra time. And someone else wanted to know who Eugene believes will win the All-Ireland. Does he think Mayo will be in the shake-up again? Sorry, he's gone. Didn't get the chance to ask him that question. Agree with that man. Penalties have ruined the game, says this person. And it goes on and on like that. And someone else doesn't accept that the game between Sligo and Leitrim ended all square. It didn't end all square. Leitrim won the game by a goal. It was pointed out clearly in the Sunday game that the player wasn't in the square. One umpire had put up the green flag. So stop saying Sligo won the match to decide if a match is all square. Every player should have to take a kick. To decide a match, every player should have to take a kick, and it should be decided on points, the number of points scored, which is an interesting suggestion as well. But they're not accepting that Leitrim lost on Sunday.